It's that time again!
You've now entered the No Sales Zone.
No Sales Zone.
With Chris Fratz,
the plumbing sales coach,
peels back the curtain of what sales really is.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
And get ready to learn how to increase ticket average by providing better service. And now.
Now.
Are you ready?
Your host.
Ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen. Please welcome.
CF.
The plumbing sales coach.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm CF, the plumbing sales coach, and tonight we've got a doozy for you. Tonight we've got a lot to cover. First of all, we've got our giveaway. Those that watched last week, it was our grand prize giveaway, which we're restarting that drawing again now for the next one. But congratulations, William Nosh. You won $225 and a shirt from the Thin Brown Line, and you won big, my man. We gave over $300 away last show. And we are doing more of that. And so tonight we have the comment of the night. As usual, you can get entered into the drawing. You'll be entered into this week's drawing. And then again, if you win this week's drawing, you get entered into the grand prize drawing. And then you can win the grand prize drawing. And then you win all the drawings. You win all the monies. And then all you need is the power. Then you'll have all the money and all the power. April says, what's up? Good to see you, Christopher. Bell in the house. Robert Barnes, Dan Thomas. Good to see both of you guys as well, Robert Barnes and William Nosh, you kind of remind me a lot of each other. Two young superstars, really. Honestly, I'm not just saying that. These are younger guys who are service managers who care a lot about their trade, care a lot about their profession, care a lot of not only about themselves, but the teams that they work with. And they're constantly pouring into others and trying to make others better. And that's what we're all about on here. Service over sales. Always be serving in everything you do. And that is what we're talking about tonight, specifically in the idea of service. Now, want you guys to get subscribed to the show. If you're having trouble getting alerts, I know the subscriptions are sending you to the wrong place. We're working on that. We've got a new marketing team, and the shows that we're sending you to aren't matching up with the shows online, but you guys will catch up or catch the replay. If you're listening to the podcast, this really isn't affecting you, and so just keep on listening and enjoy. Now, if you want to get the ebook, a lot of people ask me about the ebook from the email. I've got people email in, or they'll type in get started on Facebook. All you got to do if you're listening to the podcast is go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com/ebook, and you should be able to get a copy of that, or email into info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. Also, if you win the comment of the night, if you win the drawing next week, this week, or any other week, all you got to do is email into info@theplumbingsalescoach.com, and we will get you that gift card. William Nosh won $225 and a t-shirt from the Thin Brown Line, a gift pack from them. And so that was last Thursday. Now, that was the grand prize drawing. So those that missed it, he won it, and we already got him that stuff. Now, you want to get into the next one. How do you get into the next one? Just be comment of the night tonight, and that will automatically enter you into this week's drawing. And then again, the winners of each week's drawing is going to that grand prize. All right, enough about that. Tonight, let's talk about what we're talking about. First of all, where you at? Where are you watching from? Who are you watching with? Are you with a plumbing company? What plumbing company are you watching with, and what city are you at? And what do you do? Are you a CSR? Are you a general manager? Are you an owner? Are you a journeyman plumber, master plumber, or an apprentice plumber? Either way, we want to know what you do. Randy says, hey, Brittany, say hi to Adam. George says, is that the Space Needle in Seattle? I don't know. I don't know, George. It is. My producer's saying it is. They teleported me. It's like beam me up, Scotty. This is Star Trek. That is the Space Needle behind me in Seattle. Now, I don't know. I'm assuming this video was taken before the protest started because it looks peaceful there right there. And that's the way I want to remember it. So, listen, tonight, talking about service. Last couple shows, we've been talking about this idea of price book and some other things. If you're in the masterminds, and those that are in the trainings and all, you guys are in my masterminds. Tomorrow's our big mastermind. We're talking about something that's very important. So many things to do in regards to the idea of business, and what do we do first? Where do we start? Do we do it all? Should we do just a little bit? What should we do? And is the answer the same for everyone? Should everyone take the same track? We're talking about that tomorrow in the mastermind. But tonight I want to talk about the service call. So many times I get this request where it's like, Chris, can you give my guys a step-by-step on how to run the service call? And I'd love to do that. I would love to just be like, first you do this, then you do this, then you do that. But the problem with that is that every customer, every home, every problem, every situation, every circumstance is unique and we are not robots. And so there is this idea of service being very customizable. In fact, when you think about really putting on a service experience for someone, whether it be a restaurant, whether it be a car, you know, me and my wife just recently bought another car for the family, and the car we got does have some customizations. The brand that we bought is unique. It is different. It allows us to get things that other brands don't allow. And that's what I want for you as a plumbing company, but that's what I want you for as a service technician as well. This idea that you can put on a customizable experience for your customer, because the more customizable it is, the more tailored it is. Think of the word tailoring, a suit. The more tailored it is to the customer, the more premium it is. And the more premium is, the more valuable it is. Not only in regards to how much you can charge and the value that it has in the dollar, but the value it has to the customer and the overall experience of peace of mind that they get with this purchase. This is crucial. This is the reason why they'll either love their experience or have buyer's remorse the next morning. This is the reasons why you will or will not get those calls as to why it was so expensive after you've done the work and collected. Steve Curtwright Plumbing, good to see you guys. Brandon says, watching with my wife, who is our CSR. You know, it's this idea, CSRs, you guys are so undervalued. The very first experience that the customer has with this CSR, and this experience needs to be in that way. Same way when the customer calls in, they have their problem. It can't just be, you know, this cold, hard conversation of, hey, this is Chris with Chris's Plumbing. How can I help you? Hi, Chris. My name's Marcy, and my water heater just flooded all over my flooring and ruined everything. And you're just like, okay, cool. What's your first name? What? You can't just do that. You can't just run over someone. You've got to address what you just heard. Like, oh my gosh, that sounds horrible. I'm so sorry you're going through that. And you should actually be sorry that they're going through that. Robert Barnes says, Delta Plumbing, Atlanta, Georgia. Service plumber, I'd say service manager. Others would say general manager about you, Robert Barnes. And some would say rising star in the game. Brandon said, she said, thank you, LOL. Yeah, it's true. Bergman Plumbing, Battleground, Washington. Office manager Jennifer Bergman in the house watching. Hey, look, this applies to office managers who absolutely have to deal with their CSRs. And I always say our first customers are our employees. So for Jennifer, and I believe that's Bergman Plumbing, so that sounds like this is part ownership right here. And so your first customer is your CSRs, these people who work for you, respond for you. And so you want to give them a great experience with training and equipping them with the right tools so they don't feel uncomfortable doing their job, so they feel comfortable and informed and ready to give the customer. They know what they're talking about. They can confidently say it. And then the customer gets this amazing experience. This is different because when I called in before and mentioned that I had a problem, or when I called in somewhere else and told them about my issues, they just blew right over me and scheduled me or tried to schedule me. But man, when I called Bergman Plumbing, it was a different experience. They said, hey, so sorry you're going through that. That sounds terrible. Have you had anyone come out and dry the carpet out? Or you guys, did you have a way to take care of them? That we don't do that, but I just want to make sure you're taken care of because, you know, I'm a human being, you're a human being, and you just told me this horrible thing going on in your life. This would be like you're in the group. Even with a stranger who you don't know, you would stand there, and if they looked at you and said, hey, man, my car just caught on fire outside, you'd be like, oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. Like, that would just be a natural response. And in service, it is like that. And so many times, it's like, well, where do we start on the service call? Where do we start first? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Brandon says, now she likes you more than me. Oh, wait, Brandon, introduce her to my wife, and we'll get this even back out. We'll get this even right back out. Angela Marstein, good to see you. Randy says, authenticity. You know, the world is parched for authenticity. It's this idea of going out in the desert and seeing the cracked ground, and you pour water on it, it just soaks right up. This is the world's crave for authenticity right now. Galveston, Texas, Precision Plumbing, Harding, Heating and Air, owner, master, plumber. Good to see you, Perry O'Brien, on the show. Again, I know you've been watching the show for a while now. Good to see you back. You know, this idea of like, where do I start, Chris? You know, do I greet them? Do I ask them what's wrong with their plumbing? Do I talk about this connection? Do I make a friend? What do I do? You know, so there's so many things that go into this, but I would just say this. First of all, first things first. Consider them. Whenever you're doing whatever you're doing, consider them. You know, whenever I go in from one room to another, I typically ask permission. I don't just go into a room. I don't just move through the house as if it's mine. I treat it as if it's mine. I respect it if it's mine. But I also respect them as if it's theirs. A little different. A little different when you think about that and the way that you apply that. And so I ask permission when I move through the home. I ask permission, hey, do you mind if I go into the kitchen really quick and take a look under the sink and see if those shutoffs are frozen? Now, before that, there would have been a conversation. So I want to dive into that a little bit tonight. I really want to get into the idea of the service call and what the service call looks like and what makes a service call. What is that wow factor when it comes to service? If you guys want more information like this, type subscribe. Get subscribed to the show. If you guys want the training, so many technicians are in the training. People ask me all the time, is this for owners? Is this for technicians? Is this for CSRs? Yes, it's for all of the above. We have all different kinds of trainings. We have a training that basically is for CSRs and technicians and managers alike, where it's daily, weekly, and live monthly. So the daily and the weeklies are recorded. If you're a technician, if you're an owner and you want training for your technicians, or you're just someone who's trying to get better at service in the plumbing service game, type dominate in the comments right now. We'll reach out to you, get your information. If you're a business owner and you're like, Chris, I want to simplify my life. I'm tired of getting call after call from plumbing, either the plumbers asking me all these questions or my customers questioning my plumbers or questioning our prices. If you're tired of that life, if you want to just get to a slower paced life that produces more profit, but more importantly, more quality life, not only for you, but for your customer and for your technicians, type in dominate right now. Again, Robert Avila, our account manager, will reach out to you and get you information about our training programs and products. You can get that information. If you just want information about the show, though, and you want to keep watching the show, well, just watch the show. If you're the comment of the night, you can win $25. It's that simple. And all of our winners, all of our $25 winners, get entered into a $200 grand prize drawing every 4 weeks. We just had our last one last Friday. William Noss won $225. So William Noss is the man with the plan. I know a lot of people are joining us late. We sent you guys to the wrong area, the wrong show. We're working on that, working with the new marketing team. Mike, welcome to the show. Kristen, Mart's in the house. Jason in the house. Dale, Luis, Walter, Gilmore, good to see you. Hey, look, we're talking about service. We're talking about the service call. What do we do first? Again, tomorrow in my mastermind that's closed for just all of the owners that are in the training program, their technicians in the training program or something like that, whatever the program, they're all in these masterminds. Tomorrow we're talking about this idea of what to do first in business. You know, which one do I do now? How many should I do now? These pillars of fixing my business, branding and price book and all these different things. But tonight we're talking about the service call. And when it comes to a technician having to go in from a house and going every time, having to get this customer from where their issue is all the way to this idea of actually diagnosing the entire plumbing problem. And how do we make that call happen? How do we go through that process with our customer? And these are the things that can get tricky and dicey. And what I said, rule number one was, is whatever you do, consider the customer. Look, you know, respect the fact that it's their house, respect the fact that it's that you're in their domain, but at the same time, respect it as if it's your house, meaning take care of it, cherish it, treat it like your own. You know, do the things that you would do, do the quality work that you would do. And if you're that kind of person that shortcuts everything at home, well, don't shortcut it here. This isn't the time for that. Perry typed in dominate. Mike says, what's up, Mr. Fresh? Good to see you. Randall says, hey, to Elliot, our producer, giving our Elliot. In fact, everybody say what's up to Elliot. Doesn't he do a great job? Took us all the way into Seattle tonight. You do a good job, man. You do a good job with that. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm up here just talking, but it's this stuff back here that makes the show. You guys make the show. The comments make the show. I love all that my marketing team does with Grav. Who loves the new logo? Right here, the new logo. This is the dude, the plumbing sales coach. We got a new brand coming out big time with Fresh and Full Effect, baby, rolling fresh. And then we got our plumbing sales coach who says with his whistle in his mouth, always be serving. Now, I know those that watch the old movie, Glengarry Glen Ross, you guys know Mr. Baldwin. I think it was Alec Baldwin himself says, A, always be, B, and C, closing. And I just got to tell you that if you are out there closing people, if you're still using closing tactics, if you're reading these books, Grant Cardone, I'm talking to you, the followers of Grant Cardone, if you guys are using those principles on your customers, shame on you, shame on him for teaching them to you, because quite honestly, it's manipulation and it is not true service. Service over sales. Service is the thing that will not just lead you to a transaction, that will just not lead you to profits, but it will lead you to long sustained reputation. It will help your customers not only value their experience, but tell the entire community about what they found and what they had and what they did with your company. And that's the best marketing there is. There is no better marketing. So it is always be serving. It will always, always be serving. Can you do that? You can do that. It's a double positive. You can do a double positive. Double positive means we're a triple positive, which means I'm positive that that's what we should be doing. Always be serving. It is a principle from the scriptures. It is a principle straight from the lips of Christ himself. And so there's really no argument against it. And so therefore we should all be doing it, not just in our everyday jobs, but in our everyday relationships with our wives and our kids and our spouses. I said wives and I said spouses because I wanted to flip it around and the other way, because everyone's included in this idea that we're all responsible and you want to fix the world, be the agent of change. We've talked about that in the past. And so that's what I'm challenging you to do tonight is when you go on your service call, consider the customer, put them first, figure it out, go through the motions of, hey, look, I know I got to do the call. I know I got to diagnose the issue. But at the same time, make it customizable in the sense that their situation, their circumstance is unique. Their values are unique. Their concerns are unique. Their fears are unique. And it's up to you to ask the right questions, not say the right things, but ask the right questions so that you can get into the right conversation, so you can solve the problem. It's almost like running a diagnostics on a car. It's like running a test on a human. It is like checking the customer for the issues that they have, because quite honestly, they're not able to tell you what the plumbing problem is. They don't know. Okay, they're not a plumber. You are. But what they are is a homeowner. And what they know is they picked up that phone and called you for a reason. I know plumbing was the thing that initially set it off, but there was a bigger issue, an underlying issue that they're concerned with. And there's also a bigger underlying issue that's causing the issue. And when you find out what those two things are and you marry them together, what you have is a big whopping option three that not only solves the problem for today, it not only solves the problem for tomorrow, but it solves the problem forever. In fact, it doesn't just repair it. It doesn't just replace it, but it upgrades it. And those are the things that I've been teaching for a few years now. If you go back to my boot camps, if you go back to my comp, all of the recorded trainings, back to the initial episode, you'll see that repair, replace, upgrade. We've been saying it forever. The Plumbing Sales Coach believes in that wholeheartedly. Our brand, our mantra, our employees, the way that we try to service your customers, the way we even try to service you. Because it's what we are, it's who we are, and it's what we're about. We want you to be about those things. We want you to give your customers those experiences, because when you do that, that's when your customers start leaving these reviews that are like books, these reviews that are like novels. And so you consider the customer in all things when you're in your home. And the second thing I want to make sure that you fully understand when you run that service call. Look, the entire plumbing system probably has a couple thousand dollars worth of plumbing to be done to it. Every system I have seen on average in the homes here in America and Canada, the plumbing that I've been to and I have seen has at least a few thousand dollars worth of plumbing problems, upgrades, or repairs that could be done to it for sure on average. Now, it's not your job to make sure that they fix all those. It's not your job to make sure that they buy all those, but it is your job. It is your job to make sure that they understand what those problems are as it relates to their concerns, as it relates to their values, as it relates to what they want and need, not what you want and need. Sure, everyone could have a tankless. Everyone would probably like a tankless. And tanklesses are awesome, and I really think that they might be for everyone or whatever. We could debate that another time. But for you to go in there and offer it to every single customer makes absolutely no sense. But for you not to consider it on every call makes absolutely no sense. Chris says, three options, normal, better, best. I've heard good, better, best. That's a common term. It's been around for years. I did not come up with that one. But I will tell you, I replaced it with repair, replace, upgrade. The reason why is you really should go in and give them the option to repair it every time. Look, if the customer's got galvanized lines and she's got 110 PSI and she's got no expansion tank and she's got, you know, a 20-year-old water heater and she's got no softener and her faucets are old, and her toilets are Mansfields, if we even call those toilets, right? That's like saying a handyman's a plumber. You get my joke there. I see what I did. All right, so if we're looking at that kind of a home, but she called me out there for a toilet repair, option one has to be the toilet repair. Has to be. Can't be any more. Can't be any less. It's what it's got to be. It's because what they ordered. It's what they asked for. It's what they wanted. It's what they desired. But it's my job to make sure they understand what they're actually buying. Or let me more importantly explain this, what they're not getting. See, Brandon says, we have a training tomorrow called Get Out of the Weeds built around providing options. Yeah, get out of the weeds. Repair, replace, upgrade. He says, Chris Fresh. Yes. Doss Graham, my boy in the house. Derek Underhow, Russell Fresh. Good to see all of you. Brandon says, Brandon Graham, here's a guy who understands the plumbing game. He understands the service game. He says, you turn plumbing into a passion. This will change not only... Listen, will change not only your direction for the company you own or work for, but your job into a career, into something that you can look at and say, I did that. Look, you know, there's so many homes that you can drive by and you could probably, or buildings that you could say, you know, I plumbed in that house. I did something in that house. I did something in that building or whatever. But did you make an impact in those people's lives? Some go, well, I don't know. Yeah, you know, listen. People typically get into the mundane of life. They go through life. Life's got its tosses and turns and ups and downs. And every once in a while, they get hit out of nowhere with the train called defeat. It just, bam, hits people right out of their right. I mean, they're literally going down their life I can't even talk right now, the rails of life. And that train of defeat just knocks them right out of nowhere and derails them. And these are the moments that a lot of times look like plumbing floods. They look like water damage. They look like mold buildup. These are the times where someone actually needs three new toilets, but they thought they just needed one repair and they can't afford it. And you walk into their life. These are opportunities. These are privileges. And they picked you. They didn't get stuck with you. This isn't government mandate yet. They picked you. See, I sneak them in. Those that are listening know what I'm talking about. But really, what I'm really saying here is, look, this is an opportunity. They picked you. You go in there. You have the responsibility. You have the duty. Quite honestly, I don't know how you could really look at yourself in the face knowing what you know. Watch this show. Either stop watching the show right now. Don't get into the trainings at all, because if you do, you'll be awoke to the idea that you have a responsibility. Look, there's two types of plumbers that broke fix. There's two types of plumbers that broke fix. One of them is the lazy plumber, and you're just lazy. And I'm sorry, but it is what it is. You're lazy. It's a character flaw. It's a character issue. And I really can't do much with it. I can tell you some scripture and share with you my beliefs and why I am like I am. But quite honestly, I can't do much with that. That's a character flaw. I'm sorry, but you need to step that up on your own. You need to kind of smack yourself in the face a couple times. Maybe dip your head in some cold water. I don't know, but you need to wake up. Now, for the second guy, he's just misinformed. See, he doesn't want to go out there and sell the customer a bunch of stuff she doesn't need. He doesn't want to go out there and rip the customer off. Look, I get it. You're watching right now going, Chris, but I don't want to go out there and give Mrs. Jones, she doesn't need all that. Look, I just want to go take care of her problem, and I get it. Look, I'm with you. I get it. Let's do some math. Can we do math? Together, me and you, just do some simple math. Because when you think about the investment on, look, if I'm going to go give you $2, I would love to get as much of that back in product or service as possible. If I'm going to give you $20, I'd like to get that back. Look, I'm not going to go spend $100 for a steak at Waffle House. Now, I will go spend $100 for a steak, but I will not do it at Waffle House. I've done it before, but not at Waffle House. I've never spent more than $9.70 plus tax, depending on the city and state that I was in, at Waffle House for a steak. And I got eggs and hash browns with that. And it was pretty tasty. It was all right, mostly dipped in A1 sauce. But I would never spend $100 on that steak. But I would spend $100 on steak. And I wouldn't do it at the wrong place, but I would do it at a certain place that looked a certain way, that had a certain feel to it, with a certain service about it, with a certain quality about it. And that steak would need to be told to me. I would need to know the cut and the style and so forth and so on. And so when you start thinking about these things, like, whoa, how does that relate to us? Oh, it relates directly to us. I mean, it fits right in if you really think about what we're doing. Because quite honestly, if I go out there and I do this, let's do the math here. If I do this toilet repair And even if I do the toilet repair for $100, most companies are going to do a toilet repair between $250 to probably $450, even $500 for a toilet rebuild, believe it or not, depending on how serious of a rebuild we're talking here. But the customer's going to spend between $200 and $500, and they're going to get between $10 and $20, $40, maybe $50 in parts. They're going to get handyman-style, level one, educated, knowledge, professional plumbing that has to be applied here. They're gonna get 45 minutes to an hour of your time ish. What happens when they buy a toilet? Well, they spend $600. They spend $800. They spend two times to two and a half times more than the repair. What do they get? Well, they get 10 times the money. They get $20 in parts. Now they're getting $200 in parts. Now they're getting $150 in parts. Now they're getting $225 in parts. And they're getting their flange inspected. And some of you go, well, what do you do? How many times have we seen flanges leak? And yeah, the flange is a simple repair when caught with no problems. But when not caught, the flange is still a simple repair. But oh my goodness, what about all the drywall put back? What about all the mold damage in the ceiling from the leak that we haven't seen that's been up there for 2 years? You want to tell me that, well, the customer doesn't need all that? Yeah, I agree. The customer doesn't need all that in their life. They don't need to deal with the mold damage. They don't need to deal with the unknowns. Yeah, maybe they could have made the toilet last another couple years. Okay, you win. I agree. I don't know what you win. You win absolutely nothing. You risk everything for nothing. They still have to replace the toilet at some point. My man says it's one thing to be tired. It's another thing to be tired and hungry. What timing for the comment of the night? Now we pick two comments of the night. Every night we do two comments of the night. The two comments of the night, one comment, two comment, three comment, four comment. That's two comments tonight. Two comments on Thursday. That's four comments. People are like, what? Yeah. Listen, bottom line is be comment of the night. If we pick you tonight, you're in the drawing. Come back on Thursday. You will then be in the drawing with a couple other people. And if you win, you'll have a 25% chance of winning the $25 Visa gift card. If you win that gift card, you're then entered automatically into the grand prize drawing, which we do every 4 or 5 weeks. And that's for a $200 Visa gift card. We are now officially sponsored by SkyBoss, the boss of service and software. For those that don't know who they are, Jody and Larry Enright out of Rancho Cucamonga, California, and they own SkyBoss Software and Service. And that is a program that helps you guys do a better job. And they are kicking in gear from the Thin Brown line. They're for plumbers by plumbers apparel line into those drawings. So we're giving away some extra stuff, more things, more stuff. I don't know, more stuff. He says, what about displacement? What about the disruption of life? The anxiety that they face having been through that all because you felt like they didn't need it. And let me just tell you something, 40-year plumber. Let me just tell you something, 25-year journeyman plumber guy. Old dog won't change his habits. Let me tell you something right now. They don't call you when they have this problem. They call a real company because they've had enough of your games. Straight up. Straight up. Joey's like, straight up. They call me dog every time. I get those calls. Cisneros, but boom, boom. Hey, how can we help you? Well, this other plumber came out to my house 3 times, and he worked on the toilet, and now we have water damage everywhere. And Joey's like, would you know that? We do water restoration and service as well. We can hook you up on both ends. If you need your septic, we can do it all. What would you like? Would you like us to bring lunch? We can do it all. And I know if they bring lunch, it's going to be some exotic lunch. They'll be like flames. Mocajetes will be all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm telling you, I've been there. I've done that with these guys. They're nuts. They're wild. I can't keep up. You can't keep up. None of us can. Hey, guys, I love you guys. Listen, let's get to this drawing. All right, here we go. I'm going to put that one. I really like that one. Can we get that one in there? Yo, Jeff Lane in the house. CF, he said, hey, I missed that mastermind earlier today. Good news, brother. That's actually been rescheduled for tomorrow. Emails should have been sent out today. You'll be in there tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. It'll be live. What did he say, though? What was that one? He says... It's one thing to be tired. Can you put it up there? I can't find it. It's one thing to be tired. It's another thing to be tired and hungry. Mike Chastain, you are in the drawing Thursday night for the $25 Visa gift card. Make sure you come back and make sure you get in that one. Brandon says, funny when you say don't change your habits when in reality you've been doing lackluster work and shortcuts on behalf of someone who trusted you. You don't face the repercussions they do. Brandon always keeps it real and always makes me laugh. Ross says, showed up late. Sorry. Been busy with work. Yes, Ross. That's right. Ross, I think, you know, in the last year, you're a newlywed young plumber out there. Love it. Yeah, come on, Mike says. All right, he's in the drawing. We've got to get another one in there. Ron Rendon. Good to see you, brother. We changed up the program effect for all those who are wondering about the training program. Now, if you're a plumber or you're a plumbing business owner, we have training for you, for your techs, for everyone, whether it's full business, custom one-on-one coaching, or you want just to be in the masterminds, or you want your techs to get the daily, weekly, and monthly trainings. We have daily trainings that your guys get, 5 to 10 minute daily doses of encouragement and knowledge. They also get weekly recorded trainings, which is our 20-week program from service to sales, taking your tech from broke fix all the way up to wow, that was an amazing experience. That's what your customer will be saying. And we have that program. And now we've re-added back in at the same cost. We haven't added any more money to it. Our live monthly trainings with me. And that's where your techs get in there and can ask questions and brag about their results and talk about all that they want to talk about so we can make people better. All right, type dominate into the comments right now and you'll get that information so we can get up. We can get that to you. All right, let's get our last comment of the night. Do we got another comment of the night? We got one more? Here it comes. It is. What is it? George Sperlin, wear the customer's shoes. I don't know what that means, but our producer picked it. What's that mean? Oh, I got it. He says, step into their shoes, a little empathy. Great, love it. It's another way. In fact, it's how I say empathy. Empathy over sympathy. Sympathy is just simply feeling sorry for someone, maybe giving them 10 bucks, like wishing that they didn't have to go through that, and then you go back to your life. Empathy is actually stepping into their shoes, actually joining them in their problem and solving it with them and figuring it out and living life with them side by side. It's the idea of exampling by example. It's the idea of, well, discipleship. And Jesus had a lot to say about that tonight. We've talked a little bit about Jesus tonight. If you like Jesus, I love Jesus. Hopefully we're like-minded in the same suit. Hey guys, listen, all this stuff applies. Everything that I read in the scriptures is what really comes out here. Love God, love others. I love you, and I want you to love your community. I want you to stay aggressive, stay chasing the American dream, so to speak, but at the same time, do it in a way that's respectable and honorable. Do it in a way where you can pass customers' homes, you can pass businesses and say, I made an impact. Not a dollar. Guys, I love you. Hey, listen, remember, as always, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.